This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We are, folks, appreciative. Number one radio show, number two radio show throughout the weekend and weekdays on Genesis Communication Networks out of 82 or 87 different radio shows. Forgive me if I'm wrong there. But we appreciate, that's not my point. I appreciate the fact that people are sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning what's taking place in this country. They're tired of today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, capitulating in the face of their enemies. So we appreciate that. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know, I just remembered something here, friends. We just got another radio affiliate yesterday out of Chico, California, which makes it now 115 radio stations that are listening to us 6 days a week. I'm going there right now because I want to acknowledge them, and I thank you for your trust there, my friends. And if you just give me, be so kind as to give me about, 10 seconds. We're doing live radio here. Chico, KKXX 93 AM, 104.5 FM, and KPAY 93.9 FM. Again, KPAY 93.9 FM. You just picked us up yesterday. That now makes it 115 across the country. Again, we appreciate your trust. We will not fail you. We're not here to give you our opinions. We're giving you the Word of God, the Constitution, and using the law to expose the crimes, but also giving you the resolve concerning the crimes. And it's up to the people to do that. I can't do that by myself. We can do this together, one nation under God, period. Okay? Woo! All right. Psalm 33, verse 12. Read it when you get a moment. I got it. I didn't forget about it. If you want to call in at any time, again, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Get back to the best way to enslave the people is to disarm them. Warn the father of the Bill of Rights. I was just highlighting during the first hour, during the last segment there, what they're teaching, the way that the federal government is going for the guns and encroaching upon the rights little by little. They're hoping that what's being taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be taught in the government in the next. That's accredited to none other than the 16th President of the United States of America, Abraham Lincoln. And it's exactly what's happening here today. That's why they're zeroing in on your kids. They've been doing this since, well, the 50s, friends. But in 1968, they came up with something called the International Baccalaureate. Also keep in mind the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, Mr. William Hansen, said that the longer kids stay in public schools, the stupider they get, in essence. He's exactly right. But since 1968, they've been teaching a global scheme called International Baccalaureate, where they're teaching earth worship, communism, by the way, evolution, illegal in the United States of America all the way up until 1968. Now it's the norm. You want to know why the kids are acting like a bunch of monkeys? Because that's how they're being raised up to believe, friends, and to think. My goodness. Read Romans 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And who's teaching your kids? The fools are. And they're allowed to do it. 86% of those that profess to be Christians, patriots, and or conservatives are the ones dropping their kids off at a public school for someone else to raise up their children. The Lord told you to train up your children in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. He didn't say anything about you handing off your kids to somebody that you don't know, that's working for the NAA and working for the federal government to further violate and corrupt, twist and pervert, folks, our history and the education within itself. I've heard principals tell me, Bradley, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Our history books and our science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. This is 12 years ago he told me that. Earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, hello. It's called no longer Romney Care, and then Affordable Care Act, and then Obamacare. Donald Trump has now named it American Health Care Act, and you can rest assured they're pushing for that as well. You might want to see what Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Care, had to say about you, friends, because it will jack you up. Youth talk, make you mad. They're teaching world government. They're teaching you animal rights. To show more compassion, friends, to your animals than human beings. I do a whole show on this. You better not touch the eggs of an eagle. You better not touch mammals. You better not pick flowers in state parks, because if you do, you will be fined. But it's okay to pay Planned Parenthood, a subversive organization here, obviously, in America since the 30s, to go ahead and kill your babies for a little, what? Snuff money. And that's exactly what it's aimed at. Show more compassion for animals than humans, right? Redistribution of American wealth. You're seeing that on a daily basis. Look at Donald Trump's $1.3 trillion omnibus bill first. His first betrayal of the American people with the Judas Paul Ryan. That was at the beginning of his administration. Look at the details in that. Also, contraception and reproductive health. Also, look at Donald Trump's $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. There's $50 million that were distributed on a global scale for reproductive health, friends, Planned Parenthoods. Debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the gay rights agenda. Hello, Donald Trump advocates the gay agenda. He wants to decriminalize it, sodomy on a global scale. Americans, you should ask the question why God calls it an abomination, and why is it against the law, and why is it a felony in every state in the United States of America? Look at your state preambles, okay? And elimination of the right to bear arms is a part of that, and that's what we're talking about right now. Why do they want to disarm the American people? Why do they want to disarm people on a global scale? Because they want absolute control. And if you remember right, that's exactly what the father of our Constitution said, George Mason. To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. And where did he learn that from, friends? If you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, it says, "So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan." Who were they? They were the ones that were enslaved and oppressed by the Philistines. How did they gain that control? They disarmed them of any form or any type of weaponry. So what's happening today? As I said during the last segment, administration after administration has incrementally and systematically stripped the people of their right to bear arms with one excuse after another. And keep in mind, what's omitted from these conversations, friends, is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the law. Because if they were to bring in the law, then it will expose them for their crimes against we the people. They can't have that. And that's why they need absolute control over all the networks, as well as internet. And that's what they're seeking now. America, you're in dangerous times, but you're in the most opportune of times to prove the God of Israel as well. You know, the Chinese have a word, it's called crisis. It has two different meanings. One's danger, the other one's opportunity. One's danger, one's opportunity. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, said, concerning the encroachment of the rights of the people, "I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of freedom of the people by gradual encroachments by those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations." Of course, little by little, incrementally. And if you look at that in the book of Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, it's also equated to, defined out as a siege, a slow takeover. But in this country, you are the law. In this country, you are the government. So if you want those that want to disguise themselves as something that they are not and allow them to strip you of your God-given rights, that's your call, not mine. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com live chat, friends. Go to the link that I just posted to listen to this phone call. We got David calling from San Francisco. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Not too bad, Brandon. Hey, I noticed on your affiliate list you got a lot of coverage in Kentucky and Tennessee and some of the surrounding states. And I was listening to a radio show down in Arkansas, and they've got a bad epidemic of hepatitis A. So the reason I called was to try to talk about that, you know, for people down in that area. Apparently Kentucky is hit the hardest. I think they've got dozens of deaths down there, and I think over 600 cases. But the thing that struck me about I'm listening to the local news from down there, is they're trying to portray hepatitis A as being, you know, a disease for the poor and the, you know, the homeless people and drug users and whatnot. But in fact, hepatitis A is, you know, it's spread by floods, for example. You know, if those states were hit by those hard rains and flooded, you know, old outhouses or whatnot, the richest people in town could just as easily catch it. You know, if their dog went jumping in, you know, a local pond or something that had raw sewage in it, and they go patting their dog, they could just as easily catch hepatitis A. So the Arkansas station I was listening to, their county health department was offering free treatment. You know, it's a smart idea to get, you know, an epidemic stopped in its butt, you know, stopped in its tracks by free, covering everybody. But when, you know, some of these states are demanding that you get, you know, health coverage, and if you don't have it, then you're not going to be treated, that's not going to stop an epidemic. So I'm just hoping that, you know, some of the county leadership in Kentucky, Tennessee, whatnot, start going on free treatment for this hepatitis A epidemic down there.
Yeah. David, I don't trust the pharmaceutical companies. I don't trust from what I see, and I'm talking about a good majority of it. I don't trust governments. You know, how often have we been fooled into believing something's wrong when in fact we find out that, the perpetrator of the issue or the crisis? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Who created the crisis in so many different ways that we now need to, in this particular case, run to the pharmaceutical companies, or we need to have this epidemic stopped? Well, who's to say that they're not a part of creating the problem? And who's to say that there is a problem? I just had my son the other day say to me, "Dad, where did all these diseases come from? How come we didn't have them before?" And it's interesting that the... You know, I mean, this is a broad stroke, Dave, but it's true. I mean, we see how pharmaceuticals, we see the medical industry, they're just growing exponentially across the United States. This happened under George Bush Sr., by the way. And, we're seeing the medical, now we're seeing encroachment upon people when they go in to fill out a piece of paper. Do you feel this way? They set you up for the fall. They want to put you on some antidepressant. They need to give you a vaccine, or they need to give your dog a vaccine. And why didn't we need this stuff before? Now, all of a sudden, why do we need all of this stuff? You know, and if there's validity to it, then that's a different conversation. But a lot of it, I just don't believe.
Yeah, I understand your point. And I'm not exactly an anti-vaxxer, but I can think of four examples of, you know, vaccinations being totally corporate driven. But hepatitis A is actually a disease of, you know, access to raw sewage. And the only reason why, for example, the homeless would be able to catch it easier is if they don't have a place to take a shower. You know, take a shower
right,
on a regular
bed. Right, yep. Yep,
so,
I get that.
You know,
yep.
Yeah, and fresh water, clean water. You know, the idea that I remember driving through New Mexico not too long ago, and they don't even have public drinking fountains anymore. And if you're in scorching hot New Mexico and you don't have access to a drinking fountain, and you got to go in and pay a dollar for a cup of, a bottled water that's going to be, you know, full of plastic and whatnot, you're going to end up killing yourself by not having access to water. So, you know, fresh water, being able to flush your system, getting a shower once in a while, these are the things that are going to be able to stop this epidemic. But there are, you know, once you start really coming down with it, you know, there are just antibiotics that'll help, you know, whip it. And if you let it go on too long, you know, your liver is going to be damaged. You may need a liver transplant if you don't get it taken care of. So, you know, the idea that the county governments, I wanted to be a doctor when I was young. And so I studied not only biology and whatnot, but I studied the economics of it. And the idea that there's a choice for the medical schools to choose people who have a natural propensity to healing. You know, you want to admit the natural healers into the med school, or you can admit the money grubbers. And the money grubbers have been jammed into the med school since the late 1970s. And there's a couple of generations of doctors that have just piled in there. They've gotten into the HMOs and they want five Maseratis a week and they don't care who gets sick. Whereas the natural healers have been shut out of the med schools and the health departments have been filled with bureaucrats and whatnot who take advice from the pharmaceutical aid, you know, and the big pharma and the medical industrial complex. And they're not, you know, they're demanding that they get money up front before they even treat you. Well, in an epidemic, an epidemic says that you got to treat everybody and you better do it pretty dang quick. Otherwise, that epidemic is never going to stop. So there's Hippocrates, you know, the famous old Hippocratic Oath was based upon exactly this. And the original Hippocratic Oath said very clearly that you had to heal first and deal with money later. And it said basically that if a patient, if someone approaches you asking for aid, you are to treat them first and deal with money later. And the Hippocratic Oath was actually changed during the middle of the 1970s is when Richard Nixon and John Ehrlichman conspired to change the Hippocratic Oath so that they would allow the HMOs to have a business license. And the HMOs put all of these bureaucrats in before a doctor. So a patient could no longer approach the doctor. They had to approach the front secretary and then the appointment secretary and then the visiting nurse and all of these layers of bureaucrats before they could even go to a doctor who had the obligation to treat first and money later. And
well, that's exactly. By the way, Dave, and I'm going to take a break here in just a minute here, and this is kind of way off topic, but I'll address it, and you prove the point. But it's interesting when you go in, if you have to go in, that's exactly what happens. I mean, you can bring in someone to the emergency room, and you have to sit there and fill out papers for 15 minutes before they'll even send a doctor to come in and get you. I just experienced that within a year ago. And here's where I stand with it. I believe, you know, the holistic, and then I see the big pharma, the medical industry today. It's kind of a 50-50. I ask doctors questions. Even if it has nothing to do with me or my family, I still talk to doctors, ask them what they believe. My wife's sister's a nurse, and it's interesting how many of these nurses and these doctors know more of the policies that apply to deriving and extracting money from the patients, then they really have a care as to what the issue is concerning the resolve or the remedy that it might take to heal the patient. They care more about understanding what it's going to cost, where it's in the insurance book, where it's in the policies, what's the number, so on and so forth. So when you're talking about money over health, oh my goodness, we're totally in that time today. But with that said, I totally appreciate your time. And again, I just want to say this concerning what you're talking about, 50-50. 50-50 medical institute, 50-50 holistic doctors. Friends, you'll see them counter constantly when you ask them how to remedy an issue. It's always there's some sort of confliction going between the two. You can ask some doctors that work for the medical industry. They'll give you a holistic answer. Sometimes you go to a holistic doctor. They'll give you an answer that a medical doctor would concerning big pharma and the medical institute. So it's just an issue of opinion and what they've seen concerning, you know, their practice on patients, different patients throughout. But going back, friends, to Dave, what you just namely said, I just, like I said, I give it 50-50, and I question everything with Big Pharma. I question everything with the medical institute in the modern times today, because we know what it's about. It is about the money over health, and it's not every single doctor, and hopefully good doctors are not going to submit to that garbage, because this is how problems start. And yet again, if you look at a doctor and you look at their bills for treating you for the smallest of issues, friends, they're just the numbers are so exorbitant, so astronomical, it's almost embarrassing. Then you have to lay to their candor, is this really about my health, or is this about you having a brand new boat and a bigger house and so on and so forth? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump arrives in France dealing with a trade war with China that threatens to drag down the U.S. economy, and now maybe starting another one with Europe. Trump plans to turn up the volume on his accusations of unfair trade practices by America's closest allies when he sits down with a group of seven leaders. He also faces increasing provocation from Iran and issues on climate change with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And now the big topic is Russia rejoining the G7.
We spend a lot of time talking about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there, so we can speak directly.
Russia has not yet asked to rejoin. That's something that would need to happen before the group takes a vote. Trump also has plans for sit-down, one-on-one meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Justin Trudeau, where the conversations will focus on trade and national security. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The best way to enslave the people is to disarm them, warned the father of the Bill of Rights, Mr. George Mason. I just highlighted the fact that the fourth president of the United States of America, going back to our founders, folks, what's under attack today is what they established, James Madison. He said that, "I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of freedom of the people by gradual encroachments by those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations." Exactly. And what have we seen administration after administration do? Little by little, incrementally, excuse after excuse, blaming the law abiders for the crimes of the lawbreakers. Now we see today in a full frontal attack right in front of our faces to again further strip law-abiding gun owners of their right to bear arms through something called red flag laws, which are not law. Here, let me just say this, because one of my live chat friends just said something to me, and it can be brought into this conversation. If it's about safety, our kids are often used as, for example, Sandy Hook, Parkland shooting, Columbine, the list goes on. Our kids are always what's used to play the emotional plea for more gun control. Keep in mind, this is happening in unconstitutional gun-free zones, which the criminals know where to go. Criminals never ask for permission to break the law. They just do it. You're the one that's going to have to teach them, because they don't fear neither judge nor jury. They don't fear the cops. They're going to have to fear you. But it's interesting how they keep using the kids as the excuse as to why we need more gun control. They strip the people in schools of the right to defend the children. Okay, and then when a mass shooting takes place, They want you to believe that we have to get rid of the guns rather than get rid of them that created the gun-free zone in the first place, making our children a prey before those that mean to perpetrate a crime against them. Okay? But also keep in mind that this is the same government that has, friends, sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. I said yesterday, this is the same government, friends. Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Read Exodus 20, it says, thou shalt not kill. Common sense comes into play. Jesus said in Matthew 5, thou shalt not kill. Then he goes on in grace and said, even if you're angry with your brother, you're in danger of the judgment. Okay? But with that aside, friends, it's always our children. And yet it's this government that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Illegally, unlawfully. By the way, that's not American government. That's foreign to American government. Again, just so you know, and I'm making reference to the Bible and the law found in the U.S. Constitution, namely the enumerated laws. Okay? Why is it that the American people can't put two and two together? This is the same government that now wants to implement something called red flag laws. Okay? These are the people that know in the present that babies are being murdered in the womb 3,000 to 4,000 at a time in America. I just seen a meme here, folks, and I want you to check this out because it's spot on. It's very disturbing. And if there's one topic that bothers me, it's just this. Abortion. Murdering the innocent of the womb. And how the American people have so seared their conscience to go to sleep at night and to give a pass to those that advocate and sanction that which is clearly a violation of God's moral law and man's law. Period. Planned Parenthood killed more children today before 9 a.m. than any school shooting in American history. Paid for by your taxes. Keep in mind, this government knows that baby parts are being sold online. If it was just a fetus, friends, then how is it that they're giving a pass to people buying baby parts online? America, now you know that this is what's happening. And what's interesting concerning this meme, you're paying for it. By force. Through the reallocation of tax dollars to fund an organization that murders children in the womb. Did you sign up for that? Nope, you didn't. Did you give delegated authority to those that serve we the people to go ahead and implement the sanctioning of the murder of the innocent in the womb? Why is it that today in modern government, how come it is that everybody knows about these baby parts being sold, but yet they don't stop it, but they want to disarm law abiders in America? Because, again, it's not aimed at law breakers. It's aimed at law abiders, lest they must come to the point of resisting tyranny in this country. That's what it's aimed at. I said that during the first hour, and I'll say it again. And again, equate that. Don't take me out of context. Equate that to Barack Hussein Obama. Equate that to Attorney General, that criminal, Eric Holder, and Fast and Furious. Who did it? It was your government that did it. It was your government that did it. But again, we see a full frontal attack right in front of our faces to further strip the American law-abiding gun owners of their right to bear arms through something called red flag laws, which are not law again. Read Luke 11:21 and Luke 22. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I know the scripture, but I want to give it to you verbatim out of the King James Version. Going to Luke 11:21, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Did you ever see the riots in the 90s? L.A. riots. Do you see the Korean individual, the man that had, I believe it was an AK-47 or a high-powered weapon protecting his store? None of his goods were spoiled or plundered. Those that weren't armed, their stores were burnt down. They were looted. They don't exist anymore. Okay? 22 says, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him, namely a tyrant, and overcome him or an intruder, and overcome him, he taketh from him all of his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. This is in the Word of God, friends. Okay? Again, common sense comes into play here. Common sense comes into play. I want to lay this to your candor. Not what it is that you have to answer to these that mean to disarm you, but what it is that they have to answer to you. Again, putting it into perspective, they work for us, we don't work for them. Where are these said representatives deriving their delegated authority from in order to strip Americans of their right to bear arms? 1-866-582-9933. You know, I get people going through, making comments. I get the emails every day. But I never get the phone calls to set me straight. See, you prove the point of your ignorance when you do this. Because I just seen some on my live chat. What are you angry about? You want to justify this current administration for stripping you of your right to bear arms? Folks, they are so willing to justify this administration at all costs that they're willing to allow this administration to zero in on their God-given rights. And not that it's so much about Donald Trump, but it's about them being right and justifying what they can't justify concerning this administration. 1-866-582-9933. Set me straight. If you have to call in, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you history. Folks, with the Word of God and the Constitution, and I'm giving you the answers to what's going on here. Where did these said representatives derive their delegated authority from in order to strip Americans of their God-given rights? That's what needs to be laid to their candor. Okay? You don't have to answer anything to them at all. They have to answer to you. If something needs to be changed, the employee comes to the employer and asks, can I change this up? Which you can't do anyways if it counters the U.S. Constitution. It's just null and void. It's that simple. Folks, they're receiving their delegated authority to strip us of our God-given rights from no American person. Nor from any founding document. Because this is, in fact, foreign, and it is, in fact, subversive to American government. Yesterday, I asked you the question, just to bring this into play, this conversation, those that are trying to implement unconstitutional policies that counter your Second Amendment right to bear arms, did you know that they're arming agencies that they have created, in many cases unconstitutionally as well, like the IRS, like the DHS, like the VHA, like the OIG, like the SSA, and the NPS? Why are they arming government agencies while attempting to disarm the American people? I mean, do you want to play stupid? I mean, you could just say, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, they know better than I do, you know? Really? Can you prove that? Yeah, right. Don't forget about the CIA, the NSA, the FBI. Boy, we already seen that with Randy Weaver. We already seen that with David Koresh in Waco. We already seen that with LaVoie Finicum. We already seen that in Columbine High School. We already seen that in Las Vegas, friends. We already seen that in New Mexico, where the FBI was the one covering up the crimes of those Muslims that were raising up young kids practicing with AK-47s on the backside of the desert on a compound in New Mexico just a year ago. Raising up those kids to commit a jihad in public schools. Why? Because they need these mass shootings. So they can incrementally encroach upon your God-given rights. Rather than arming the people, and first of all, before that, educating the people. Because back in the 50s and before, friends, you remember kids used to bring their guns to school. Right? Kids out in the country used to do that all the way up until the 90s in this country. Now if you do it, they're suspect of committing some mass shooting in a public school. Why don't we look at the anti-drugs that these kids are on? These mass shooters. Why don't we look at the dangerous psychotropic drugs that they're on, friends? Because you'll see that it's linked almost 9 times out of 10. That's a fact. We're going to come right back, friends. We're talking about the best way to enslave the people is to disarm them. Warned the father of the Bill of Rights. Not Bradley Dean, but common sense does come into play. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about the best way to enslave the people is to disarm them, warned the father of the Bill of Rights, George Mason. We were just talking about why is the government arming the IRS, the DHS, the VHA, the OIG, the SSA, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the NPS. Some of these agencies were armed in the past, of course. But I also want to let people know, we had one of our friends over on our live chat, friends. I'm live on video, sonsoflibertymedia.com or Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach over there for your trust. That is bringing up the fact that NRA has compromised to no end concerning what they claim to be, they are not. March 2nd, 2018, the NRA has backed most state gun laws passed since Sandy Hook. Next article, just doing a search, friends. The NRA continues to compromise the Second Amendment away. They're in full agreement with red flag laws. Friends, the list goes on. If you're an NRA member, you might want to think again. And you might want to take a look at, and this isn't a solicitation, friends, but it is a fact, and something that my friend just brought up, is Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromising gun lobby in America. And if you see some of the videos, I just talked to Eric Pratt, as a matter of fact. He's the new CEO over there at Gun Owners, who just got onto a Fox News debate, if you will, and set his counterpart straight with facts. And it's interesting to note that he said that, listen, if Donald Trump goes through with these red flag laws, we're no longer going to support him whatsoever. You're not hearing the NRA say that at all. Folks, and I've known this for some time. I remember I was at a CNP meeting, Council on National Policy in Washington, D.C. He was one of the speakers. And I remember Wayne LaPierre got up and he started to talk, and they gave him a standing ovation. I thought, man, I've known of your compromise for years. It just shows you how ignorant and willfully ignorant people will be and are. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Getting back to the point, thank you, my friend. The best way to enslave the people is to disarm them. You know that the current administration means to bring to forefront called red flag laws, as I said. They are not laws, no matter what they call them. Policy runs counter to law, for they counter the Bill of Rights, which restricts the government, not from we the people. It restricts the government, not from we the people. We're not restricted. They are. These red flag laws are nothing more than the government declaring whom they will and at will that they may deem anyone a threat to their own discretion. You're asking the criminal to do the right thing here, friends. Again, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, also known as the father of our Constitution, he said, do not separate from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. And it's the illegitimate children in government today that want to bastardize and distort your founding documents to mean what they say, to tear it down, the U.S. Constitution, and recreate it in their own tyrannical dictatorships, arbitrary, whatever you want, totalitarianism, friends, or totalitarian form of government, because that's what it is. In other words, it will make it easier for them to weed out their political opposition. That's exactly what this is about. Mark my words. Friends, mark my words. Go back 20 years, the history of this ministry. I'm saying it again. Mark my words. Laugh if you will. Like you did about the whole gay agenda. It's about the children. Oh my gosh, can you believe it? That hater, that bigot, he said it's about the kids. 12 years later, what's it about, friends? Now you have transgenders. Folks, it's not law. It's counter law. It's illegal. It's a felony. Now you have men dressed up like women having library times. What's it aimed at, friends? The kids. Thought I was crazy, man. No, just look to history. It's all there. It's all in the Word of God. There's a reason the Lord told us not to. He said them, by the commandments you're warned. Psalm 19, verse 11. Think. Folks, this, all these red flag laws, it will make it easier for them to weed out their political opposition. Again, mark my words. Oh, and by the way, if it isn't, and you say, well, this may be stretching things just a little bit. Well, look to history again. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Benito Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot. And what's happening today in America? It happened incrementally. Okay? Now I want you to think about this. Today in America, when a crime is committed, the law abider is blamed for the crimes of the lawbreaker. I'm reiterating this on purpose. When a crime is committed, the law abider is blamed for the crimes of the lawbreaker by them that are up to hold and uphold the enumerated laws. Read Revelations 12:10. Folks, and this goes far beyond innocent until proven guilty, what they're trying to do. Now it's about mental health. No, it's not. Because, again, they're not so much worried about lawbreakers such as themselves. They are worried about the law abiders, for they will be the ones to resist if it becomes necessary to resist. Remember what the third president of the United States of America said. When injustice becomes a law, resistance becomes duty. Is that what our forefathers practiced? Why, yes, it is. If they didn't, we wouldn't be here today. Remember, them that are disarming you are the, again, them that promise to uphold, not to tear down. I already called out Article 6, Clause 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. Not party affiliation, not because this president said so, and then when the Democrats are in power unconstitutionally, now it's their version of what the government's going to look like. And now that the Republicans are in power, now it's the Republicans' version of government. No wonder why America's divided. Because you've taken on that which divides. It's not law. Article 4, Section 4. I want to bring the two together, the Second Amendment and Article 6, Section 2. Oh, my goodness. We got Ron from California. I'm going to take you real quick, Ron. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Take that one, Judah.
Hey, yes, Ron. Sir. Yes, yes. I'm curious as to how our government agencies, which are supposedly for our health, our welfare, and the future of the nation, how they could come out and allow the poisoning of America's youth to the degree now that we're having death from use of toxic chemical vaping products. How has that been approved? How does that make our country a standard?
Well, isn't this the same government that's trying to legalize that which is illegal, namely marijuana? And, of course, it came out as a friendly face concerning for medicinal reasons, and now they want to legalize it, and you can go to California. You can see it right in your own backyard, Ron. It's the same government.
I see it, sir.
Yep.
Okay, my point is this, though. Why do they allow an untested product to be put out when we got kids off of cigarettes? Now we got kids on vaping, over 27% in mid- and high school students, and the stuff they're putting in their systems are toxicants, not just the nicotine, the chemicals that heat the nicotine. And that's bioaccumulative. How do we stop it?
No, just hang on a second. Okay, so we're having a quick conversation here, so make your point real quick. Ron, who is we? I got a question for you. Who is we?
I'm generalizing because I see it happening, and therefore that's the we of it happening.
Okay, the we, and then who's the they?
The they is the same perpetrator as the we.
Okay, so the American people are the ones that are tolerating their representatives to create these very things that are creating problems. So it's the responsibility of the American people. We, the people, are the government who have to take back our government and deal with the people that are creating these unconstitutional, unlawful measures in so many different ways and on so many fronts in which you're highlighting right now. Until the American people take responsibility for their government, nothing's going to change. And we cannot sit there and blame the government, which is only a reflection of we the people, because if we're going to continuously walk down that road, we're going to be talking about this in 10 years and in 20 years, if there's any more road to even kick the can down at that point, friends, which we're out of road today. We the American people have to take responsibility. This is the answer. People want to know, what do? We have to take responsibility. It starts with us and before the living God. Acts 20, verse 21. And until that is right, through godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:14, nothing's going to be right. Okay? But we got to quit blaming corruption for what they do, because they are only doing what you're allowing them to do. So let's quit blaming other people for what we're responsible to fix. Okay? I want to end with this. I got 1 minute. Thank you for your call, my friend in California. I was going to ask you where you were calling from. Forgive me for cutting you off, but I do have to end this. I got about 30 seconds. Sam Adams said this, and I want you to listen carefully. The Constitution shall never be construed, no matter what they say, no matter how they say it, no matter how they pervert it, no matter how much they twist it. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Who's under attack? Peaceable citizens. Not the criminals. And we know what happens to the victims, friends. They're completely forgotten about. Well, the perpetrators are set up in prison after they commit a crime against an innocent victim. Who do we hear about? The murderer. What about the victim? We don't hear hide nor hair for the most part. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Take responsibility. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.